9 p.m., BULOVA, Boulevard Watch Time, New York. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by for Philip Morris' Great Moments from Great Plays, produced and directed by Charles Martin.
Charlie presents... Here comes Charlie, ladies and gentlemen, in his red coat and brass buttons. Charlie, stepping out of thousands of store windows and cars all over the country to introduce the Philip Morris Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, Philip Morris brings you Great Moments from Great Plays. We want you to meet our adapter and director of the Philip Morris Theater. This is Charles Martin.
Good evening. Tonight you will hear Dead End by Sidney Kingsley. A realistic and colorful picture of life in New York. As the great moments of Dead End begin, ladies and gentlemen, it seems to me appropriate that this great play should be brought to you by Philip Morris, a cigarette which is outstandingly superior in its field. And as you hear and enjoy this great play, I hope you will smoke a Philip Morris, a truly great cigarette. In order to set our scene, I'd like to call out one of the characters of Dead End, a boy known as Sid, who right now is splashing about under a dock in the East River. Oh, Sid!
What do you want?
My name is Martin.
Hey, any relation to Babyface Martin?
Well, not that I know of.
Well, what do you want?
Well, this happens to be a traveling microphone, and I'd like to leave it right here by the dock and let the people listening in hear a description of life in New York.
That thing turned on?
Why, certainly it's turned on, so you'd better watch your language.
What for? I ain't near to turn that thing on.
Tell me, do you swim here every day?
What does it look like?
Who else swims with you?
Can't you see them? The fellas in the water now. There's Tommy McGrant. There's Milty and there's Dippy.
Hey, Sid, come on in. What you doing up there?
I'm talking to some jerk with a microphone.
Tell him it's Graham. Come on in.
Okay.
Just one moment. Before you make your dive, Sid, who lives in this beautiful terrace apartment house here?
All of it, Jake. Don't bother me. I gotta go in the water. I don't believe that thing is turned on anyway. Hey, Tommy! Here goes the jackknife! Oh, boy, I get you. I got you all right.
Shut up.
What's the matter? What are you
Hi,
trying to
Tommy.
Do?
Oh, hello, Toots TV.
How's the water,
Tommy?
Boy, the nuts.
Hi, Spit.
Hello, TV.
How's the water, Spit?
What's the matter? You white guy or a boy scout? Didn't you hear Tommy just tell you it was great?
Lay off him, why don't you?
Hey, I'll knock him in his eyes. Just because he's got TV, he thinks we should give him special favors. Besides, I don't think he's got TV.
I have, so. I caught it in reform school.
He acts like he owned the block just because he's got TV.
It's more than you got. You
yeah.
want to fight?
Yeah.
Join the army.
Hey, I'll mobilize you. Hey, fellas, look. Look down there at that boat down there. That ain't a boat. That's a yacht. Yeah. Like in a movie. See them on there?
Yeah.
They're dancing. What's so hard about that? I can dance, too. My sister Renee. Hey, I'm dancing, fellas. Hey, look at me. I'm dancing. Hey, my sister Renee.
Did that fit you stink?
Hey, you butter guy.
Hey, fellas. There's that new rich kid from that big house next door.
Yeah.
They're letting him out for some air.
See, he's got a French lady governor.
Oh, yeah.
Wee wee. You hear that?
I hate rich kids. Hey, let's go to work. What do you say?
Okay.
Hey, rich guy. What's your name?
My name is Phyllis.
Oh, really? I thought it was Joyce.
Hey, Jake, you want to see something? A swan dive. What?
Shut up, boy, Tommy. That guy dive like a champagne.
What's so wonderful about that?
I bet a dolly can't even swim.
I can, too.
Ah, baloney.
Baloney yourself. We have a pool in our house, and I swim every day with instructors.
Mm. Eh, bourgeois. Come on up out of the dark, Tommy.
Okay, I'm coming. How is that swan's eye?
Philip B. Jakeway says it was lousy.
Oh, yeah? What was the matter with it? Can you do better?
Oh, a trillion times.
All right, let's see.
Oh, I wouldn't swim here by this dock. It's dirty.
Dirty?
Dirty, he says it's dirty. Hey, I'll suck you one.
You just fire, and you'll be arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Look who's going to arrest me.
My uncle is a judge.
Baloney.
Did you ever hear of Judge Griswold?
So what? Do I know a guy who's better than a detective? Hey, get it down.
Yeah, did you ever hear of Judge Perkins? Well, he's a friend of mine, see? He sent me to reform school once.
All right. That's still going to make him a good swan diver. Let's see you.
I told you it was too dirty in here. And besides, I haven't got my suit.
The one you got on is okay for swimming. Okay, fellas, give him a good shot.
Let's go! Oh, yeah.
I can't swim.
I knew you was a liar all the time.
Help me, I'm drowning.
I'll let you make any if I save your life, Philippi. You know, this is no time to bargain.
Honey, what are you doing?
We're just giving little Mr. Rick Strike a duck, and that's all.
Will you pull him out, all of you, quick? Pull him out. You want him to drown?
Oh, scram. Will you drain a scram?
Shut up. Quick, help him out, too.
All right. Come on, Spit. Strike can't have no fun no more.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Come on, Philippi. Grab him, Spit. Up you go. Come on, push.
There.
You all right, little boy?
Oh, I nearly drowned. I'm all dirty and soaking wet, and my new suit is...
If it's good, good, that tight wouldn't hurt it.
I'm going to tell my father on you. You just wait and see.
So that, and we'll throw your father in, too.
Wait till I get you home, Tommy. I'll show you.
Get out of here, sis, or I'll bust you one.
That's fine, Paul. Bust you one. How could you do that to that boy? What's the matter with you, Tommy?
We didn't hurt him. Little East driven once in a while never hurts nobody.
Yeah, a piece of grapefruit on his head.
Sure, and grapefruit's got vitamins. Anybody will tell you that.
You're not as smart as you think you are.
Hello, Drina. What's the matter?
Hello. Having trouble with Tommy.
Oh, hi, boy.
Hi, Gimpy. Say, you're going to draw big buildings today in that drawing board of yours?
Yeah.
Must be a great racket, Gimpy, and an architect.
9 out of 10 architects are out of work.
What do you care, Gimpy? You're on relief. What do you care?
Yeah, you're right, boys. You're right.
Just sit down here, Gimpy, and draw me a house without me bottom and mutter in it. Just diving.
Okay, Spit, okay.
Ah, nuts to this kind of talk. Best one in the water's a rotten egg.
Hey, that means you too, BB.
All right, I'm the rotten egg because I got BB. I'll wait here for you to get back. Good luck, BB.
Tommy, if you're not home in 5 minutes, there's going to be trouble.
Shut up.
What are you going to do with a kid like that?
I don't know.
It was different when Mom was alive. She could handle him. What do you got there? More drawings?
A couple of new ideas in community housing. Here. See?
Yeah. They're beautiful houses. What's the good?
All my life, I wanted to build houses like these. Well, I'm going to build them, see? Even if it's only on paper. A place to live in is awfully important.
As soon as I get money enough to live in a better neighborhood, I'm going to move Tommy out of here.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Hey, kid. You want to run an errand for me?
Sure, mister. What is it?
Hey, wait a minute. Chief Hunk, oh?
No, Hunk. You stay right here. Listen, kid. Go over to number 418 up the block, fourth floor. Mrs. Martin. Tell her a friend of hers wants to see her here right by the dock.
Okay, 418. Okay.
I got to be going.
Goodbye, Jenny.
Goodbye.
I could have gone for you, Chief.
You looking at the tailors, like I told you. That's for Francis.
Okay.
Excuse me, don't I know you? No, you don't know me. I could have sworn I... Martin, babyface Martin.
I ain't Martin, you dirty...
Don't you recognize me?
Okay, you ask for it and you get it.
I'm Gimpy, remember?
Gimpy.
Sure, babyface, how you...
Shut up! My name is Johnson, get it? Johnson.
We were kids here, don't you remember? I was one of the gang.
Yeah?
You don't have to worry about me.
I ain't worrying about you. I'm worrying about me.
Well, you was that funny kid who used to mind my clothes when I went swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Can you still keep your lips buttoned up?
You know me, Marty.
Okay. Only I'm telling you, if it was anybody else, so help me,
thanks.
John, I...
What did you do to your face?
It's operation. Plastic, they call it.
Oh.
And you dyed your hair, too.
Yeah. I guess you read about me, huh?
Sure. You're the headliner these days.
You're darn right.
Hey, Marty. Is it so smart for you to come here with that $4,000 reward?
I ain't here. I'm out west. Read the papers.
Have you seen your mother yet?
No. That's one reason why I came back. That and another. I want to see a kid named Francie. She was my girl when we were kids.
Hey, boss. Here's your mother.
Oh. Hello, Mom. How are you? It's me. I had my face fixed.
You're no good, tramp.
Well, Mom...
What are you doing here?
Ain't you glad to see me?
That's how glad I am.
That's a great hello.
You dog. You stinking yellow dog, you.
Mom, what kind of talk is that? Oh, gee, Mom.
Don't call me Mom. You ain't no son of mine. What do you want from me now?
Then
get out of here before I crack your rotten face again. Get out of here!
Why, you old tramp. I kill a guy for looking at me that way once.
Yeah. You're a killer, all right. You're a murderer. You're a butcher, sure. Why don't you leave me forget you? Ain't I got troubles enough with the cops and the newspapers bothering
me? What's the matter?
Just leave us alone. You never brought nothing but trouble. Don't come back like a bad penny. Just stay away and leave us alone. Die. But leave us alone.
Hey, wait.
What?
You need any dough?
Keep your blood money.
Are you going to rat on me, huh? You going to tell the cops?
No. They'll get you soon enough.
Not me. Not Martin. Not Babyface Martin.
Babyface. I remember. I remember you from way back while you were being born. God, I ought to be cut open for giving you life. Murderer!
How do you like that? You come all the way across the country just to see your old lady, and what do you get? A crack in the face.
Scram, will you? Scram!
Hey, Gimpy. Can you picture that?
What did you expect? Flags and a brass band?
Why, you punk.
Hey! What's the idea? That's the idea. For shooting off your mouth. I don't like guys that talk out of turn. Not to me.
Who do you think you are?
Why, you lousy cripple.
When I was a kid, I used to think you were something. You're rotten, see? You ought to be wiped out.
Shut up.
All right. Okay, Martin. Just wait.
What's that?
Hey, what's that?
Go on. Go and shoot me. That'll bring him right to you. Go on.
I'll talk to you later. I'll be waiting. Right up the street, see? Just watch your step.
Well, what is it, Philip? What happened? Please tell your daddy.
They pushed me over the dock into the water. They were going to let me drown. They hit me with a stick.
I'll have them locked up. I swear I'll send them to jail. Would you know them if you saw them?
Yes, Daddy. There they are. That's the one. And he's the leader. They're coming up the ladder now.
I'm stepping. My feet are knocking.
Yeah, you better get dressed quick or you'll catch cold.
Is that one, the tall one?
Yes, he's the leader.
Chickadee! Get squealing. Come on, Tommy. We better grab our clothes and scram.
Hold on, you. You're not going to get away so fast.
Leave go of my arm. Let me go, will you? We didn't do nothing.
He's the one, Daddy. He also stole my watch.
I did not, you fat little rat.
All right, give me his watch.
I ain't got it.
Yes, who got it?
I ain't got it. Honest, I ain't. Hey, fellas.
Officer.
Come on, mister. Don't turn me over to the cops, will you? I won't touch him again.
Have a heart, officer. You're hurting the kid. You don't have to.
Here you are. Here's the watch. Leave him go, mister. He didn't do nothing. Leave him go.
You get away from here, you.
Better look out. I got a knife. I'll stab you. There.
Oh.
I warned you.
Daddy, he stabbed you.
It's all right, son. It's all right. No, 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 no. Stop crying. Here, let me have your handkerchief.
What's the matter? Anything the matter here?
There's plenty, officer.
That boy stuck him with a knife.
Is it deep?
Deep enough.
Well, better let me make a tourniquet.
Never mind.
Who did it?
One of those hoodlums around here. Officer, I want you to find that boy and arrest him. Do you understand?
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Griswold.
Any relation to Judge Griswold?
His brother.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll get on it right away, Mr. Griswold. You can be sure of that.
Come on in the house, Philip. Come on.
Can you imagine that, Hunk? A cop going off to chase a kid, and look what he's passing up.
Hey, say, I got the dame for you.
Who?
Francie. Whatever you call her.
Oh, where, huh?
She's on the corner, walking over.
Francie. Yeah, that's her. It's the same girl. Wears different kind of clothes, but that's the same Francie. Francie.
Who are you? The love of God. Marty.
Yeah. Go ahead, scram, Hunk.
Okay.
Hiya, Marty.
Read the papers?
You did something to your face.
Yeah. Plastic, they call it.
They said you was out around Colorado. The newspapers. Gee. Glad to see you.
You've been burning in my blood, kid.
You've been in mine. You want to know?
Remember those nights? You and me?
Sky was full of stars, and I was full of dreamy ideas. I was 14, going on 50.
Gee, I can never forget you, Francie. Come here, will you? Close to me.
We was going to get married. I bought a ring at the five and dime.
Yeah. Only we didn't have money enough for the license. Gee, it seems like yesterday. We was talking about it right here.
Yesterday. Seems like a million years. Marty, listen. You got to take care of yourself. You got to go away and hide. I don't want him to get you. I don't want him to get you.
Listen, I got dough now, kid. We could get married now.
Nah, Marty. No.
Why not?
I ain't good enough for you.
No?
No. Well? What'd you expect?
I don't know.
Goodbye, Marty. God bless you.
So long, Francie. So long.
Well?
Eh?
See? Twice in one day. Hey, yeah. I told you we shouldn't have come back. But you wouldn't listen to me. You never listen to me.
Yeah.
I know how you feel, Marty. Let's go back to St. Louis, huh? There's a dame back there. She's waiting for you with a welcome on the dorm.
Don't talk to me about dames, Hunk, will you? Forget them! Don't like them. They're all alike.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Great Moments from Dead End by Sidney Kingsley. The great moments of the exciting second and third acts are yet to come. Before presenting them, I want you to hear an important message from Philip Morris.
When I cite the findings of one group of distinguished doctors proving the superiority of Philip Morris cigarettes, you naturally pay attention. But you really stop, listen, and think when that is corroborated by still another group of doctors. Superiority is recognized by eminent medical authorities. No other cigarette can make that statement.
And now, the great moments from the second and third acts of Dead End.
Hello, Marty. Oh, hello, Gimpy. What are you pointing your cane at me for?
I'm not pointing at you, Marty. I'm pointing at the water out there. Someday I'm going to build a boat out there.
All right, get him up, Martin.
The Department of Justice wants you.
What?
I got this gun on your back, Martin. Come on, get him up.
I ain't Martin. My name's Johnson. Want to see my license?
If you're smart, you'll behave yourself.
Well, I... Well, I ain't smart.
Get him, quick, Jack!
You did it, Jimpy.
All right, man. Give him some more. No twitch. Stone dead.
Well, Jimpy, good work. Come over to the federal office and pick up your check.
All of a sudden, the shot comes. Bing, bing, bang, bim.
I heard the shot first. I was just walking up.
Yes, didn't I?
I did so.
You thought it was a riveting machine, you did.
I did not.
Yes, you
did so. I did not.
Yes, you did so.
Ah, your mother's old stock.
Hey, your father's old hat.
That's for you.
Paper said they found 20 grand in his pocket.
20 G's? Boy, that's a lot of dough. Hi, Milty.
I am Milty.
You know what, guys? The cops is his wife, Tommy.
Okay.
Bush,
what? No, Bush, why are they looking for him? He told me himself. They went up to his house. Some guy snitched.
Does he know who?
Not yet. Gee, poor Tommy. You know, if they catch him, he goes to reform school.
Unless they get some dough to smear to jail.
Shut up. All the time you shoot up your mad about reform school, acting proud like you was the only one who ever went. You was only there 6 months.
Boy, Tommy will get 2 years. 3, maybe, I bet.
Gee, that's lousy.
Shut up, will you? Hey, look out, Spit. Here comes Tommy.
Yeah. Okay, Spit. Say your prayers, you lousy.
Tommy?
You know what for, you rat? You told the cops my name and address. Say your prayers, you dirty rat.
Tommy!
Shut up.
What are you going to do?
Gash his cheek from ear to ear.
Don't care.
Yeah?
Tommy, no, will you? I'll give you those 5 quarters I swiped. I'll give you me this. I'll give you me innings. I'll give you that $5. Don't you let me go, will you, Tommy?
This
let
time
me go.
You don't get away with it so easy, see?
Hey, here comes Gifty. Hey, Gifty, Tommy's got a knife.
Stop it, you crazy kid.
No.
Let him go, Tommy.
You come near me, Gifty, and I'll give it to you, too. Stay back, or I'll give it to him right now.
Tommy, where have you been?
Rena. Rena's got a knife. He wants to stab me.
Shut up.
Tommy, give me that knife. You. Don't you know what you're doing? Give me that knife.
Go on, Tommy.
Here. All right, get up, you rat. I'll beat it, you dirty dog, or I'll break
it. Tommy!
You know where you can go, you dirty stinker! I'll kill you!
Tommy, behave yourself!
But he squealed on me, Drina.
No excuse for this. Now it's knives. What'll it be next? What's happening to you, Tommy?
I was only going to scare
you're
him.
You're happening. About 10 minutes ago. They were looking for you. You stabbed some man.
Why?
Why?
You know what, Drina? Maybe if I give myself up and tell them I didn't mean to do it, and if I swear in the Bible I'll never do it again, maybe they'll let me go.
No, Tommy, I'm not going to let you give yourself up. No.
Yeah, Drina.
Hey, you guys, beat it away from this house.
Wait a minute, officer.
What do you want? Come on.
Wait a minute. I'm Tommy McGrail.
No, Tommy, no.
So you're the kid I've been looking for, hey? Call Mr. Griswold. Okay.
Tommy, no. You can't take him. Let him go, officer, please.
I can't do that, miss.
But he didn't know what he was doing. He's only a baby.
You tell it to the judge. Mr. Griswold, is this the boy?
Oh, you caught him. Yes, that's the boy.
He gave himself up. Listen, I'm his sister. Give him another chance.
Another chance to do what? Kill somebody?
I won't ever do it again. You was choking me and I was thinking. Have a heart, mister. He's only a kid. He didn't know what he was doing.
No?
No.
Well, then you should have taught him better. All right, officer. I'll be down to make the complaint.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute, Mr. Drizzle.
Yes?
You know what happened here today? A man was shot.
And what about
killed.
It?
Killed. He deserved to die, true. I knew him when we were kids. He had a lot of fine stuff. He was strong. He had courage. He was a born leader. He even had a sense of fair play. Living in the streets kept making him bad. And he was sent to reform school. Well, they reformed him, all right. He came out tough and hard and mean.
I'm sorry. I don't see what you're driving at. All right, officer.
All right, let's go. Come along.
Hey, Tommy, wait, listen. There's a guy at reform school named Smokey. Look him up. He knows a lot of swell rackets, and when you get out, Tommy, you'll be a wise kid.
Mom, why did you leave us? I wish I was dead and buried with you.
What's the matter? What I say and say not what I say.
Shut up.
Stop crying. Stop crying now, Drina.
Deborah.
I'll be all right in a minute.
Now, you stop crying and listen to me. Tomorrow morning, you meet me right here at 9:30. We're going downtown and we'll get the best lawyer in this city and we'll get Tommy free.
Do you really think so?
I know so.
Oh, God bless you, you're so...
No, no, no. You go along now and stick by Tommy.
I wish you'd come along with us. I know if you're there, they wouldn't dare touch Tommy.
Me? I'm nobody. I can't.
I wish you would.
All right.
Please.
What do you think will happen to Tommy?
Oh, they'll get him off. They'll get him off. You'll see.
Even if they don't, you'll learn a barrel of good things at reform school. Smokey once learned me how to open a lock with a hairpin. Boy, it's easy. It's a cinch. I learned it. 1, 2, 3.
Sure, there's lots of good things you learn up there. I know. My 3 brothers was up there.
Stop bragging. All the time you're bragging. Come on in the water. Last one in's a rotten egg.
So you've heard The Great Moment from Dead End by Sidney Kingsley. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear an important message from Philip Morris.
This evening I ask you to accept a friendly invitation, an invitation to prove for yourself all the wonderful things you hear about Philip Morris. Start now to smoke Philip Morris, and smoke them for 1 full week. Discover the complete smoking pleasure that Philip Morris provides. The superb flavor of the fine domestic and rare oriental tobaccos, enjoyed to the full, unhampered by throat irritation, even when you inhale. Make this test, and you will certainly join Johnny's call for Philip Morris. Made by Americans, in America, to suit American taste, America's finest popular priced cigarette.
This is Johnny again, returning now to the thousands of store windows and counters all over the country. Look for me. I'll be waiting for you. Come in and call for Philip Morris.
Bye, Johnny. We'll be seeing you in the windows and on the counters during the week, and hearing you over the same station next Friday. For any change in program time caused by daylight saving, be sure to consult the radio column of your newspaper. Johnny presents the Philip Morris program on the air 3 times a week, Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. For time and station, consult the radio column of your newspaper. This is Charles O'Connor saying good night for Philip Morris.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.